where local and regional musicians come to play.
Hi, I'm Bourne.
And I'm the Beanstalk.
I'm Ron Gallucci.
We're the Wallies.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Gaines.
Hello, I'm Norman Nardini.
This is Connor Gilbert.
Hi, I'm Messina.
I'm Justin Garman.
We're Full Kill.
This is Matt Fern from Royal Benson.
This is Ryan McCormick.
This is drummer Joe.
And this is Bill from Writing Off Tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Hannah Bingman.
Hi, I'm Mike Pallone from Skell.
We're Emily's Toy Box.
Hey, I'm Matt Wagner.
We're August Wake.
I'm Luke Cimbala of the Band Junkies.
We are Black Cat Moan.
I am Bo Moore from the Moore Brothers.
I'm Charlie Grath.
We're Dave Hayes Everything.
I'm Christy Jean from Christy Jean and her ne'er-do-wells.
We are Iron Wolf.
We're on the brink.
We are Ride or Die.
Hey, I'm Rick.
I'm Wax.
I'm Justin.
I'm Jeff.
And we are
the Snit.
We're Whiskey Pie.
It's the Homegrown Rocker.
I'm Matt Otis from Matt Otis and the Sound, and you're listening to the Homegrown Rocker.
Who spoke in tongues
in your home.
Q94 Classic Rock, welcoming you to this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker, our weekly local and regional music program. We just heard from Matt Otis and the Sound in one called Home, and that's from Matt's most recent album called So It Goes, going back a couple of years. Matt and the Sound working on a brand new album, should be released a little later this year. And I just got to see Matt performing solo online, actually, on New Year's Eve. Matt was one of several area performers involved in a virtual event called Celebration Johnstown. And usually that event happens live in public throughout the Johnstown area, but of course, due to COVID-19, they did it virtual this year. So they showed it online. They also showed it on public access television in the Johnstown area on New Year's Eve. Opening up tonight's program, we hear Nate Gates from Southern Blair County and the song Everybody Sees the Brick Wall Coming, But Nobody's Stopping the Train, and that off of Nate's latest album called Ghost on the River. Good evening. I'm the Professor Jim Price, and again, welcome to the Homegrown Rocker, where we celebrate local and regional music every Sunday night here on Q94 Classic Rock. We feature the bands and artists that make up the area music scene in the hopes that you'll get turned on to the area music scene and discover some of the vast talent we have in this part of the world, and then support that talent throughout the year on area stages and otherwise. And as I've been emphasizing, ever since the whole COVID thing began, music has been dealing with tough times ever since the COVID pandemic started. Music venues have largely not been able to do much in the way of shows, and thus musicians haven't been able to play out and earn income. So I encourage you very strongly, make sure you're supporting the area music scene whenever you can. Check out the shows when they happen, and hopefully that will be a little more frequently as things start to hopefully get back toward normal as the year progresses. Support the venues too that provide live music. If they happen to be serving food takeout, consider that as well. So again, support area music, support live music. Tonight we have a musician joining us on the show. He's from Bedford County. He's a singer and songwriter by the name of Colt Witter Lepley, and we're about to meet him in just a few moments. He'll be playing some songs during the course of the show. A little bit later in the hour, we will update local music news. We'll pull a local music flashback from the back of the archive coming up in the second hour. And I have one from the early 80s, a band that you might remember, but we'll check that out in the second hour. And we have the Professor's CD Corner in the second hour as well, reviewing the Jeremy Edge Project's self-titled debut album. Jeremy Edge, of course, former guitar player for Backstreet Law until December, and more recently the nationally acclaimed band Candlelight Red. We'll hear what Jeremy's up to these days with the Jeremy Edge Project in the second hour. The Homegrown Rocker, brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine, available as an online issue this month. Check it out on the website, pamusician.net. And on the Homegrown Rocker this week, we have a guest in the studio. His name is Colt Witter Lepley from Bedford, PA. And Colt, Good evening. Say hello to our listeners.
Well, hello, everybody. How you doing? How you doing, Jim?
Doing well. All right. Well, I guess starting, tell us your story a little bit. How did you get started in music?
Growing up, I was lucky enough to have parents who were interested in all kinds of music. And my mom got me listening to things like John Prine, Jim Croce, Bob Dylan. And my dad would take me to school in the mornings. He'd listen to like Molly Hatchet and Queen. And so I kind of got a little bit of everything under the umbrella starting out. And from there, you know, it kind of opened up into some of the things I'm really into now, like the Texas folk scene and the really old folk music, and just blossomed from there, I guess.
All right. And of course, you've evolved into a growing more popular singer-songwriter from the local area, too. When did you first start writing songs and performing in public?
So, Jim Webb, do you know Jim Webb from UPJ, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, I had written some songs before that, kind of semi-seriously in undergrad in college. And but I took Jim Webb's The Beatles class, and after we had analyzed some lyrics and read some things, I thought, well, you know, I guess I could probably polish my songwriting up a little bit, too. So I sat down and thought kind of how the Beatles approached, you know, some things. I remember directly after that class, I had written my first two songs, which are God Bless the Working Man and The Ballad of Aunt Erty, which is like an old family story turned into a song. And those are my first two serious attempts at songs, and I still play those. But I'd written before. Nothing I keep around anymore, but probably my second year undergrad, I really started keeping the ones I was writing. People started to like a few, and, you know, just went on from there.
Yeah, and you started playing out, and the rest, as they say, history.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Let's see. Let's go with one of the songs that you actually have up on YouTube at this point. This is one we played on the show a few times. What would you like to say about The Bandito?
So my hero in life is somebody that probably not a lot of people have heard of. His name's Towns Van Zandt. And for the listeners that don't know, he had written Poncho and Lefty that Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard recorded. And that's his most popular one. He had written If I Needed You as well, which Emmylou Harris, I think maybe Don Williams covered it. And Bandito is kind of my Poncho and Lefty. I really love old spaghetti westerns and, you know, old things like that. And it's just a story song. I really, when I write songs, that probably stems from my other writing. I'm really into fiction and prose, and I try to incorporate that in my songs as much as I can. So The Bandito is just a story of a bandit that finally got caught.
Okay, yeah, and the lyrics do have kind of that spaghetti western twist to them. Yeah, definitely. All right, let's check it out. Colt Winter Lepley Music, The Bandito, and you are hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker.
Grave digger gonna dig a grave long and tall for a man that stands like me. Tall in the saddle, makes bones rattle when I'm riding down the street. Preaching gonna pray, gonna save my soul, and an angel's gonna burn her wings. I'm sure damned in the master plan, sure as a mockingbird sings. Cause I'm a bandito that rides on the prairie, searching for women and gold. They wanna kill me, I'll never die, they're scared of me, I'm told. Robbed some banks, blew up some trains, stole horses from the union, spend my money in brothels. People claim that I'm not human. Posse caught me in Laredo, took me by surprise before I let them cuff me. I killed me a few in reply. Cause 'cause I'm a bandito that rides on the prairie, searching for women and gold. They wanna kill me, I'll never die, they're scared of me, I'm told. Now I'm sitting inside of four cold walls, staring at the ceiling. Got nothing to do but thinking here. It's a sad, lonely feeling. Think of the men I shot, they didn't have a chance. When I pulled my trigger, Lord, I watched their bodies dance. 'Cause I'm a bandito, rides on the prairie, searching for women and gold. They want to kill me, I'll never die, they're scared of me, I'm told. When the sheriff's gonna build a gallows tall enough for me to hang, maybe he'll hire a firing squad and send me away with a bang. I'll get no pardon, I'll get no prayers. You're ready to watch me die, 'cause I'm the damnedest bandit you ever seen. Now look me in the eye. 'Cause I was a bandito, rode on the prairie, searching for women and gold. They might have killed me, I'll never die, they're scared of me, I'm told. They called me a hero, they called me a villain, that's what the paper showed. But the legend of the riding bandito is one that you'll forever know.
Where the region's best musicians are in the spotlight. The Homegrown Rocker.
That smell gets me every time. It's a coffee and a hot griddle. You love to make me some pancakes. Your kitchen was a special place. Pancake dripping. Think of you when I'm
makes me think of you.
Q94 Classic Rock and the Homegrown Rocker. Some brand new music from an area artist we've been playing music from the past several weeks of the show. His name, Brother Jack. He's from Blair County, and we heard a song of his called Pancakes, and that is from one of several different recordings that Brother Jack put out over the past year called Stay at Home. He released that one last summer, and Pancakes has kind of become one of the more popular of Brother Jack's original songs, and as far as the Stay at Home album and Brother Jack's other recordings, you can actually access and obtain those albums through Brother Jack's Bandcamp page. But you can also see Brother Jack doing these songs live online every Tuesday afternoon. Brother Jack hosts a live streaming event called Brother Jack's Lost Cause Happy Hour. That's from 4 until 5 every Tuesday afternoon. And he also does periodic breakfast live streams as well. So if you're a morning person, you might want to catch Brother Jack during one of those. He posts those shows on his Facebook page. And also should mention, Brother Jack is also a member of the local folk and bluegrass group Ride the Song. We also heard Colt Witter Lepley back there with his song The Bandito. We'll continue our conversation with Colt in just a few moments. Want to check the next few weeks as far as letting you know what's going on this show. Next Sunday night, a new special we've never done before called Songs About Pennsylvania. A lot of Pennsylvania bands and artists over the years and even currently have written and done songs themed around the state of Pennsylvania, whether it be the state itself, locations throughout the state, Pennsylvania history, and even some of the people of Pennsylvania as well. So we'll check out the Songs About Pennsylvania special next Sunday night on the show. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be speaking with members of the band Buckskin Whiskey out of the Harrisburg area. You'll hear one of their songs a little bit later on the program. Coming up February 7th, the Ladies of Local Music special, something we do every year for Super Bowl Sunday. And February 21st, making his return to the show, former member of Dirty Looks and Harpo, Jack Pyers, will be with us. So that's what's happening in the upcoming weeks on the Homegrown Rocker. And again, check out the show every Sunday night, brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine, available this month online at pamusician.net.